Hi, this is a dictation for patient Lisa Drew, L-I-S-A-D-R-E-W. The date of birth is 9/30/1975. And the date of accident is 6/7/2024. Date of service is 8/20/2024. The patient is here for a evaluation as a new patient today. She reports that she has severe pain in the area of the right side of the neck, right shoulder, and lower back. The pain has been radiating to the right leg posteriorly in S1 and S2 dermatome fashion. She also reports of numbness and tingling of the third and fourth finger without formal radiation from the neck down. Most of the symptoms are constant, and the pain is moderately severe. It's a difficult time lifting her shoulder beyond 90 degrees on the right side. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to the automobile accident that happened on 6/7/2024. The details of the accidents are as follows. On 6/7/2024, at around 5:30 p.m., patient was a resident driver and was alone in the car. She was driving a Buick 2009 Enclave. And the accident happened at around 7 Mile area in Detroit. Patient report that she was traveling as a driver, Buick 2009 Enclave. She got off the work and parked in front of a store sitting on the driver's seat. An ambulance EMS was trying to turn corner and hit the driver's side on the rear part of her car. Her car was parked, the ambulance was trying to make a turn. The patient reported that she was wearing a seatbelt at the time when this accident happened. The airbag did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene. The ambulance arrived at the scene. The patient reported that there was no damage to the car, only the door and the rear part of the car was damaged. The light is broken, bumper was broken, but there is no damage to the steering wheel, headrest, windows, and no damage to the console or dashboard. No damage inside was noticed. Only the lights are knocked out in the rear. Bumper is damaged. And car is not total. Regarding the injury, patient believes that she went forward in a jerky movement, hitting the steering wheel to the chest. Other than that, there was no direct trauma. The patient went to the emergency room. She did not go to the emergency room on the day of accident. She visited an urgent care on 6/14/2024. It's called City Urgent Care. It is located on 7 Mile and Greenfield. That did a shoulder X-ray, brace, and the results of the X-rays are not known. She was provided a Toradol injection after the X-rays were done. Since that time, patient is now having various symptoms, and she has been seeing a chiropractor, Dr. Raffini, and Dr. Rodnick for 1 month, last 1 month. She's also seen a pain doctor, Dr. Ashraf, on the Greenfield by 10 Mile for scoliosis. and she has had several cortisone injections. She is also doing a physical therapy at ATI. Regarding the history of presenting illness, patient complaints of severe headaches that are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they're lasting several hours and they're quite severe, mostly located on the front and constant sensitivity to the light. There is no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura, and they are not related to any noise. Symptoms of TBI reported are ringing in the ear, both sides, loss of balance, blurred vision. However, the patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness. Patient denies loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion. Patient denies any focus problem, concentration problem, or nightmares, fears, incontinence of the urine or bowels, and denies any vision problem except blurred vision, no taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. Regarding the pain, patient is experiencing pain in the right shoulder, right side of the neck, posteriorly, and the lower back. The neck pain and shoulder pain is around 7. Patient is having a difficult time doing full abduction to 180 degrees. She can do up to 90 degrees without any pains. In addition, forward flexion is also 90 degrees. The patient has a numbness and tingling of the third and fourth finger constantly. However, there is no formal radiation from the neck down to the upper extremity. Slight weakness of the right upper extremity is noticed. In addition, lower back pain is constant to 8 and is shooting down to right posterior leg, including the right buttock, and in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. Her second and third toes are locking, and these pains are constant and are described as shooting, stabbing, aching, tiring, exhausting, and fearful. And they are present all day long. The severity is from 4 to 7 usually, and ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, bending, walking, and improved by lying down, medications, sitting. There are associated numbness and tingling of the right third and fourth finger, and increased frequency of urination is reported. However, there is no incontinence. She reports of having X-rays done at South Field Imaging and MRI at M1 Imaging in the last month. Regarding past treatment, as described, patient has been seen at the urgent care a week after the accident, as well as she has attempted some chiropractic treatment, some physical therapy, and also she has seen her pre-existing Dr. Ashraf. Kindly review the charts for the system review, surgical history, medications, family history, and relationship status, as well as employment status, disability, legal history, as well as personal history, and ADLs. The physical examination is as follows. This is a 50-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, operative and conscious, in the sinus and jaundice, clubbing colonicia. She's sitting comfortably and well-built, well-nourished, and hydration is good. Does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. She is able to walk reasonably well without any antalgic gait, without using any adaptive device, and dress and hygiene is normal. In the vital signs, blood pressure is 139 over 99, pulse is 65, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'7", weight is 190 pounds. The rest of the exam is from the template, including the neurological examination, that is completely normal. Musculature examination reveals inspection and, sorry, in the musculature examination, there is a spasm of the quadratus lumborum muscle as well as the trapezius muscle on the right side. Along with this, there is a spasm of the cervical fiber. Of the trapezius cervical fiber. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed L1 to L5 bilaterally with 1 plus hypertonicity and no trigger points, no tenderness. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is noticed at L3, 4, 5 and S1, the right SI joints, and C3, 4, 5, 6, 7 spine. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was slightly painful at 20 degrees. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In the cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was negative. The Sperling sign is positive. Lermit test was positive. Distraction test was negative. Sotoal test is negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test is negative. Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. With the cross leg rest test is positive. Breger test is negative. Kemp test positive. And Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint. The right SI joint is tender, and the Faber test is positive on the right, and Gansman test is positive on the right. Grindelberg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, except for the right shoulder and right upper extremities, rest of the extremities, which include the left upper extremities and both lower extremities, are found to be completely normal, warm to touch, well perceived without any tenderness, any pedal edema, contusion, laceration, or muscle spasm, varicose veins. Range of motion for all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative, and there is no leg length discrepancy is noticed. The gait was normal. Examination of the right shoulder joint is as follows. On inspection, the shoulder appears to be completely normal with no dislocation, fractures, or contusion. On palpation, there are no tender spots, no fractures, or contusion, or any swellings. Range of motion of the shoulder, active range of motion is limited to 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, while passive motion is normal. Muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests were conducted for rotator cuff damage. We find Hawking-Kennedy test was positive. The speed test, near test are positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test was positive. Examination of the hand and wrist is carried out. On inspection, the hand and wrist appear to be completely normal with no deviation or muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, or fracture. Color of the skin is normal and no atrophy of thinner prominence is noticed. The range of motion of the hand and the wrist is normal with normal reflexes, normal motor power, sensations. However, the Tyndall sign and Phelan sign was found positive, and it appears that she has a positive carpal syndrome. Diagnosis. general. V89.2 XFT, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, F43.2, S09.90XA, NERS, M79.2, muscles M60, M60.9, ligaments M54.0. Right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Hand on the right side M79.641, right wrist M25.531, carpal tunnel syndrome MG56.01. In the cervical spine, M54.2, M50.2.20, M54.12, S13.4XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, M54.17, S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Lisa Drew is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. The physical therapy for the patient is ordered to continue for the neck, mid-back, lower back, the shoulder. The patient has a slight scoliosis, I think, and torticollis on the right side, spasm of the quadratus lumbar muscle, paravertebral muscles, sacroiliitis. For all of these, therapy has been ordered. Possible carpal tunnel syndrome on the right. Traction massage has been advised, yoga, meditation, and home exercise, heating with the warm salt water and infrared heat, laser heat is also advised. Patient is considered okay to work for 8 hours per day for 6 days without no lifting at 0 point and other light duty jobs. The labs have been ordered, the maps have been reviewed. MRIs were ordered for the right shoulder. For cervical and lumbar spine by Dr. Blair, and they were done on September 5th. However, they're not available, they will be available later for discussion. Medications. The patient is provided with the following medications, which are patient is already taking ibuprofen from her previous doctor, and she's provided with Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day PRN. She's provided with Protonix for stomach protection, 20 milligram twice a day. She's provided with Elovil, 50 milligram a day at night for GAD disorder and sleep. Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN is provided for severe anxiety and panic that is present due to the car accident. Neurontin 600 milligram is provided 2 times a day for neuropathy pain, carpal tunnel pain. Few research are provided for headache relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records are not available. They have been just been ordered by the chiropractic doctor. Interventional pain procedures, none are being formulated at this time. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care and case worker, none. Medical records are ordered released, but hardly any existing for this accident. Investigations, the chiropractic physician has already ordered the related MRIs. They'll be reviewed, DME. Patient is already provided with the back brace and a 10th minute. Education is yes. Follow-up visit will be in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.